Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We're on Daf Lamed Vav. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Avo. Minayin la'ala shehi shavua. How do you know the word Allah means a shavua? Shenemar, like it says, this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Vayavo oso ba'ala. Right, and he came with an Allah. Right? Vayavo oso ba'ala. That's talking about Nebuchadnezzar brought Tzidkiyahu. He gave him a curse, right? Uksiv, and it says, "Vagam habamelech Nebuchadnezzar marad asher hishbio be'elokim." So you see that an Allah means a shvua. He asks the Rishash, "Why on earth does the Gemara have to go to Nebuchadnezzar to prove this raya? How about this?" Eliezer Eved Avram said, "It says vayishbiani." Eliezer tells Lavan, "Hishbiani Adoni Lemor, my master made me swear, Lo sikach isha livni b'nosagran. My master made me swear," and then it says a few psukim later that Avram told Eliezer. Eliezer's repeating over, "V'im lo yitnu lach, if you can't find one, va'isa naki me Allah see that I'm free from my Allah." So you see, Allah and Shua, the same thing. What do you have to go to Nebuchadnezzar for? So Rosh Hashanah gives a whole complicated answer. He says, no, we know that Shua means an Allah. How do we know an Allah means a Shua? It's the same thing, so I'm not sure what he means by that. Okay. Anyway, Tana, Arur, the word Arur, Bo Nidui, implies a Nidui, which means excommunication. Bo Klala, it implies a Klala. Bo Shavua, it implies a Shavua also. Bo Nidui, Tichziv, Oro Me Rose, Amar Malach Hashem. Oro Orur Yoshveha. Okay, I don't know who Meroz is, but if Amar Ula, Ba'arba Meoth Shipure, with 400 chauffeurs, Shamte Barak Lemaroz. Barak put Meroz in Cherem. So you see that the word Al Orur implies what do you call it? Excommunication, right, thank you. Bo Klala Dechziv, Ve'ela Yamdu Ala Klala. Right? These are the gonna va'aror, va'kasiv, aror ish yasef hesel. So aror means a klala. Bo shavua, it also means a shavua. Dechsev, it says, vayish ba yoshua ba'etahi, lemor, aror ish lefne Hashem. So it means all three. Very good. Excellent. Vidilma tarti avid lehu, maybe it means only two. Vidilma tarti avid lehu. He did two things, Yoshua. Ish bi'inhu, vilaitinhu. Right? Maybe it just means that he swore, and then he cursed them. But it has nothing to do with the Dilma, right. Ashbi'inhu v'latinhu, right? How you know it's a curse? I'm sorry. What? How you know it's a shvua? Right? How you know it's a shvua? V'dilma tarti avadlu. Is that the word ashbi'inhu means shvua? Yeah. What's the question? V'dilma tarti avad luhu, ashbi'inhu v'laitinhu.
It's not referred to the oath, maybe it represents a separate curse.
It's a separate curse. El mehacha, from over here, Vish Yisrael, nigash b'yomahu, v'yol ha'shol ha'am, lemor oru ish ha'shayochal, that he made a curse if anyone's going to eat ha'shol, v'yiktiv yonason lo yishama b'shbi'av ha'am, and yonason, the son didn't hear about that curse, so he ate the honey. Right? So you see it means a curse also. V'dil ma'achanami tarti avad lu, ashbinu v'latinu. Same thing. Maybe it's that was a separate curse. So the Gemara says, mikziv v'orur. Right? Mikziv v'orur. It doesn't say v'orur, meaning it's the same thing. Hashadas is lachi, hashanami lokziv v'orur. Then you can go back to the pasuk by Yoshua and say the same answer. It can't be a separate curse. It doesn't say v'orur. It means the same thing. So therefore it's a raya that it means both. That means all. Yeah. Yeah, so the point is that the word ar also means that. It could mean that, exactly.
But is
the Torah
more precise?
Yes. Yes. So then if you ask yourself, why would the Torah say ar if it meant that? That's a good question. Amar Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Amen, bo shvua, bo kabbalas devarim. The word amen means a shvua. It also means, yeah, I accept what you said. Kabbalas devarim. Bo ha'amanas devarim. It also means what you said is true. Means all three things, right? Bo shvua, dechziv, va'amor isha, amen, amen. The Kohen said, I'm going to make a shvua to the Sota, and she says, amen. What is that? It's a shvua. Bo kabbalas devarim, it also means kabbalas devarim, dechziv, it says, or asha lo yokim es divri atara hazos, lasos osam, va'amar kol ha'am, amen. Right? Accepting. I accept what you said. Bo ha'amenas devarim, it also means the truth of what you said, dechziv, va'yomer yirmiya hanavi, Amen. Kein yaseh Hashem, yakum Hashem es divarecha. Right? It's true, Hashem will keep his word.
Also, amen is kelma, it's an acronym.
Correct. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lav shvua, hein shvua. A shvua could be positive and it could be negative. What does that mean? Bishlam lav shvua, dechziv, lo yieh od mayim mabul. Hashem said, I will no longer make a mabul. Uksiv, and it says, ki mei noach zos li asher nishbati. Right? In the Torah, Hashem said, there's never going to be a mabul. Right. But he didn't swear that to that. He just said it. But in somewhere else, it was at Yeshaya, he actually said, ki mei noach zos li asher nishbati. I swore that I won't bring another mabul. Elahein shvu minolam. How do you know that a hein shvua, a positive thing, is also a shvua? So the Gemara says, well, svara, who? Midalav shvua, hein ami shvua.
Right.
What's the difference?
Right.
Shvua the shvua, right? Amar Rava, v'hu de amar, lav lav, tre zimni. It has to be said twice. V'hu de amar, hein, tre zimni. That also has to be said twice. Why? I think this is talking about Hashem making shvuas. Tichziv, because it says, v'lo yikareis kol basar od, Meha Babel. I'll never do that again. V'lo yiyeh od mayim mabel. I'll never do that again. Said it twice, Hashem. U'midalav trezimni. Hey nami trezimni. Okay? Since the negative has to be twice, the positive also has to be twice. Okay. Next. Hamakalal b'kulan. If somebody swears with all these words, chayiv, divir meir, v'chachamim, potrin. Right? If you cursed Hashem with any of the names of Hashem, right? If you cursed Hashem with any of the names of Hashem, you are, according to Meir Chayev, according to the Chum, you're Potter. Why according to Meir Chayev? Because they're all names of Hashem. Why according to the Chum, you're Potter? Because the only time you're Chayev is if you use Hashem HaMiyuchad. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Torah Rabbanan. Ish, ki yikal elokav, if a man will curse Hashem, v'nasa cheto, and he will bear his sin, why does it have to say that? V'lok farnemer, it already said, v'nokev shem Hashem, mos yumas. If someone curses Hashem, he's going to die. Yachol, lo yechayev al Hashem amyuchad bilvad. I would think, you only chayev with Hashem amyuchad. Menayin l'rabba says, ka kinuyin. How do you know it includes any other name of Hashem? Talmud lomar, ish, ki yikal elokav, mikol makom, devei Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir says. There's an extra warning not to do that. That extra one includes all the other names of Hashem. V'chachamim omrim, Hashem Yuchad b'misa. You only chayiv misa if you curse Hashem with the Shem Yuchad. V'ala kinuyin b'azhara. The rest of them are only just lav, but there's no misa for that. Then we said hamakal of v'imo. If somebody curses his parents, again according to a mayor, any word of Hashem. According to the chachamim, only the yud kei vav kei. Man chachamim, who are the chachamim that hold only Yud Kei Vav Kei? Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi, the Tanya Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi, Omer Benakvu Shem Yumas. It says Benakvu Shem Yumas. You curse with Hashem's name, you're going to die. Matamad Lomer Sham Liman Al Makal Aviv Imo Shein Ochayv Al Shikal Lam B'Shem. Only for you is Hashem's name. Okay, so he has a limud. What could I say about this? Hamakal Atzmo V'Chaveiro. But if you curse yourself, or you curse somebody else, then everybody agrees you can use any name of Hashem. It'll be chayiv. Amar v'yanai v'divri akol atzmo d'chziv rak hishamar lecha u'shmor nashev chamod. Right? You have to guard yourself. Just like you can't, do crazy, dangerous things, you have to watch yourself. So cursing yourself is also a dangerous thing. So what's the difference how you curse yourself? It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous path you're going down, cursing yourself. Right? So it doesn't make a difference what name of Hashem you use. It's all a problem. Kidrei b'oven, Amar of Ela, Amar kol makom shenamar yisharim pen va'al, enu elo lo sase. It's all lo sase. The chavero, the chsiv, lo sekalel cheresh. You can't curse. When it says you can't curse a deaf person, it means you can't curse even a deaf person who won't even hear you. Right? You can't curse anybody. So it's a very broad thing. It includes any way, any name of Hashem. Then it said, we said in the Mishnah, Yakika Hashem Elokib, V'chein Yakikeb Elokib, Zui Olak Zuva Batorah. Those are curses in the Torah. Very interesting Gemara now. Yosef of Kahana Kameda Rav Yehuda, V'yosef of Kamar, Hamas Nisan Kiditnan, Amalei, Hamas Nisan Kiditnan, yeah, Hamasnitsin kiditnan, yep, Amalei Kane. He told him, you want to teach this Mishnah? Kane. Use a kinui. Don't teach it like this. Why? Because you're cursing me. In other words, you're saying curses to me. You're saying Hashem should curse you. So don't say that to me. So when you're teaching this Mishnah to me, use some other language. Because I don't want to be cursed by you. Even though it's Derech learning, and even though it's a Mishnah, still, you should be careful not to say, right? Yosef, Hahumer Rabbanan Kameder of Kahana, Yosef Akamar, there's a Pasuk, right? There's a Pasuk in, where's this Pasuk? What? In Tehillim, right? Where it says, Gam al Yitatcha Lonetach, Yachtacha V'yaschecha Me'ohel, V'shreshcha Me'eretz Chaim Tela. You'll be cut down and your root will be destroyed from the earth. So Amale Kane, when you learn that pasuk with me, change the words. Don't tell that to me. That I should be cut down, my roots should be destroyed from the earth. Don't say that to me. So Amar Tarti Lamali, why did they have to say this twice? There's a Mishnah where he said don't do that, and there was a pasuk where he said don't do that. So Madutim, I would have thought, Hani Mili B'masnisen. Okay, the Rabbanan made up a Mishnah, Ruda Nasi made a Mishnah. You know what? Change it around when you're learning it with me. It's not a nice thing. Avol Makroy, a pasuk in the Tehillim. What do you want from Hashem? Ema lo machinon. You don't have to change it. Kamash Malan, yes, you do. You hear this, Gemar? Right?
How do you change it?
What?
How can you change it? Just say.
I don't know. Yeah. We don't change anything.
Exactly as is.
But because it's not addressed to any one person. That's his point. Addressed to the whole shul, so okay. But here, you're talking, learning with me and you, don't tell me I should be cut down. Don't say that to me.
But the whole shul could be collectively cursed.
I understand. But that's what it is. Listen, you have to lean.
Oh, I understand that.
So it's a very funny Gemara.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not mean. It doesn't mean it to him. It's a pasuk to Hillel.
Right,
but you see here how careful people are. That's the take-home message from this. You see how careful what comes out of your mouth. Even a positive, don't change it around. I don't want it to come true, right? Then it said, Al Yakika v'yavarechecha v'yativichla Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe Meir Mechayev v'chom potrin. Then it said like this. It said in the negative, Al Yakha v'yavarechecha v'yativichla. So from the negative, you can infer the positive, right? So when it says, Hashem should not strike you down if you listen, that means that if you don't listen, you should be struck down. So Meir says, that's a problem. And the Chacham said, it's not a problem. Why? Because when someone curses somebody, they don't have to curse with an inference. Right? That's not the way you curse somebody. But now the Gemara goes off on a whole tangent now about Right. Mechlal lav atashmeh hein. From the negative, you can infer the positive. Right, what does it say? Voles leiler of Meir, mechlal lav atashmeh hein? Or Meir doesn't hold like that? Look at Rashi, in the third skinny line, before the bottom. Tidnam b'mesechtes kedushin, Meir Omer, kol tnai, sheino kafel, kitnai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein, eino tnai. Right? If you don't say both sides, not a tnai. V'i lo kafle, and if you don't say both sides, Lo amrina miklal ze atashmeh ze. We don't infer one from the other. So over here, what did Meir say? If you say, if you're good, you should be rewarded. Implication is, and if I'm not good, I should be cursed. So Meir said, you chayiv if you say that. Why? Because the inference is a problem. But by tonight, the inference is not a problem. You have to say both sides. So, Epoch. Yeah, switch around the shitas of Remeir and the Chachamim. You're right. According to the Chachamim, according to Remeir, now you're not going to be Chayev. Why are you not going to be Chayev? Because you didn't say both sides. Right? Remeir is very specific. According to the Chachamim, you'll be Chayev. You following? Anyone following?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just confused because sometimes in Chumash,
right,
instead of saying cursing, it says blessing.
That's not an inference.
That's
not, no, that's not, no, that's not an inference. That's what we just said. Don't say it to me. Don't say it to me. Don't talk that way to me. Don't curse me. So the Torah does the same thing. It uses it, the Torah never does that. We'd say that. The Torah never says that. We say that. We call a blind person Tzaki Nohar. Right? We say Birchas Hashem. One of the verses in the Torah is Birchas Hashem. What's Birchas Hashem? It means to curse Hashem.
Right.
We say it in a positive way. Yeah. Why? Because we don't want to say not nice things.
Right.
Torah never does that. We do that.
Oh.
Right? Now we're saying, you know what? I walk over to you. You know what? If you're a good person, you should get blessings. What the inference? And if you're a bad person, you should get cursed. So if I say that to you, am I chayef for cursing you? Remeir says yes. 1 second. How can Remeir say yes? Remeir holds in order to make it tonight, it has to be kuffel. You have to say both sides. There's no such thing as an inference. You're right. Remeir said no. The Chachamim said yes. That's all we said so far. Kiyos Rav Yitzchak, Tana Kiditnan, Amar Rav Yosef, Hashta Danan Tnan Hachi, V'chiyos Rav Yitzchak, Tani Hachi, Shma Mina, Dafka Tnan. You can't change around the names. Because all these Amaroyim learned this Mishnah B'dafka. The Rav Meir said, if you say that, it's a curse. I, Rav Meir, holds that you have to say both sides. No, we're changing the names around. Can't change the names around. Everyone was B'dafka over here. So, El Akasha, so it's Akasha, Rav Meir Soser himself. So the Gemara says, Ki Lesle B'mamona. When does Rav Meir hold this problem? By money, right? Ki Lesle B'mamona, right? When does Rav Meir not hold from this principle? B'mamona. That's by Dinei Mamonos. By Dinei Mamonos, you have to say both sides. When B'nai God wanted land, which is Mamonos, they wanted land, you have to be very specific what you want. You have to say, if I do this, then, and if I don't, you have to say both sides. We can infer it. You have to say both sides. However, Avol B'Isura, Islay, when it comes to an Isser, then Islay, then he does hold from both sides. Then you don't have to say both sides. So over here, if I say to you, or I say that to you, I say to somebody, if you're good, you should be blessed. The inference is, and if you're not good, you should be cursed. So I, Remeir, hold you have to say both sides. No, not by Easter, we don't have to say both sides. So therefore, it could be Remeir.
Don't we always say that tonight has to be kafel?
What?
Tonight always has to be kafel.
That's by Mamonos.
Only by Mamonos.
Not by Easter. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why by Mamon, yeah, and by Easter, no? Right? Why? So, I believe it's the Chazon Ish over here. No, I'm sorry, Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler explains, because the Torah came up with this thing of Tanoim, that's only by money. So why would the Torah require you to have a double thing? If you mow my lawn, I'll pay you $20. Isn't the implication, if you don't mow my lawn, I won't pay you
$20? It's obvious.
It's obvious. So why do I have to say both sides? It's obvious. The answer is, the Torah said say both sides. The Torah said that. What's the logic? We don't know.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing. I mean, if you mow my lawn, I'll pay you $20.
Right.
The corollary would be, and if you don't mow my lawn, you owe me $20.
No, why? Who's laughed after? So now you're telling me that we can't say both sides because we don't know what the other side would be.
Right.
I'm just giving an example of where an inference. So since the Torah only made that up by Mamonos, so why should we apply that by Yisurim? Why should we apply that by Yisurim? Therefore, it doesn't apply by Yisurim. Says Reb Meir, no. If you curse somebody in a funny way, and the inference is obvious, you're chayev. Why? You can't curse people. You didn't say both. You don't have to say both sides. Only by money you have to say both sides. Why? That's what the Torah said it. Okay. Now 1 second. Hari Sota di Yisurahu. Sota's an Yisur. Right? Vamar of Tanchum. Baruch Hachinoi. Hinoki ksiv. It says in the Torah like this, that the Kohen's going to go over to the woman, make her make a shvua, va'amar ela isha, and he's going to say to her, im lo shachiv ish osach, you didn't sleep with another man, v'im lo satis, and you didn't go astray, tuma, with tuma, tachas isheich, among your husband, hinaki mimei hamarim ela, you'll be free from this water. It says it in the positive. If you don't, if it was all not true, then you're free from all the klalos. The inference is, and if it's true, you're going to suffer. Yeah. So the Torah itself does this by Isurim. The Torah itself says it backwards. Right? The Torah itself says only one side, and you have to infer the other side.
Well, they want to put a positive spin on it.
I understand, but it's true. But the point is, what do you see from here? Rarakal just got to finish saying. The only time you have it is by Yitzuri, by Mammon is, that's all the Chiddush is over there, so therefore it only applies over there. You have it by Sota. Right? Hinaki Ksiv, Taima, Dekasiv Hinaki. That's because it says it like that. Halav Hachi, if it wouldn't say it like that, Mikla Lav Atashmeh Hein Lo Aminan. We would never infer the other side. So the Gemara says, Afilu Ela Epoch. You have to switch it around. Afilu isura bi isura lesley. Even by isura, he doesn't hold from it. And even by isura, he doesn't hold from it. I was going back. Rameir doesn't hold by isurim, and therefore, if you curse somebody in a backwards way, you're not chayiv, right? Maskevla Ravina ubi isura lesley elamiata shtuya yayin. What if a kohen or not allowed to drink wine, right? Upurei rosh. You're not allowed to also be unshaven, right? Unkempt. The bemisa hachinami the less leather of mayor. So mayor wouldn't hold. You get misa for that. Vatnan elu shebemisa. These are the following people that get misa: shtuya yayin upurei rosh, shtuya yayin and purei rosh. This is right. And it says in the Torah, yayin v'shecher al teish. Don't drink wine, right? That, so what do you see from here? That it's backward. You only take one half. El olam tepach. Really, you have to switch around the words. Switch around the shitas. Ki lesle b'mamona. When does Rameir not hold of it only by mamonis? B'isura isle. By isura, he does hold from it. Now, what about sota? How come by sota, it's only, right? V'shayni sota. Sota's different. B'isura isle b'mamona. Because it also leads to money. The ksuva. So it really is a money issue. Really, it's a sota issue. But it has an inkling of money. Sorry. Therefore, has an inkling of money, has a connection to money, therefore it's really a dina mamonis issue. Therefore a mayor could hold, you have to say both sides.
What do you mean? But in Sota you don't say
no, but the word hinaki, Rashi explains, the word hinaki is the equivalent of both sides. Because Rashi explains that the word hinaki, they also read it as chenki, which means you see a chenek, you should die. So included in that is both. That's why it says like that. If not for that, we would never make the inference. Why would we not make the inference? Because it has dina mamonis involved. But by Isurim, like by Nazir, or by a curse, he would say it's fine. Okay? All good. Hajjan Allah Shavuos Eidos, Hajjan Allah Shavuos Eidos, Hajjan Allah Shavuos Eidos. Okay, this Mishnah now goes all the way down to the bottom of the page. So, the next Perek, which is the fifth Perek, Shavuos HaPikaron. A Shavuos HaPikaron means, I ask you to watch something for me, and then I come and say, can I please have my item back? I came back from my vacation. And you say, what item? And I say, you're denying that you're watching my item? And you say, yes. I'm denying it. And you swear that you don't have it. You swear that you don't have it. And it turns out you lied. You do have it. So as a result of your shavuos sheker, your lie, you have to pay back what you stole, what you took. You have to also pay a chomesh, and you have to bring a carbon asham. Okay? That's the rules. Good?
What happens if I grew
while you had it? We're not going to even discuss that. That's in a different place as we talk about that. Shavuos HaPikaron.
How about the Maisa with Rava?
What Maisa with Rava?
Stick.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that Maisa. This parak is very short. It's over in like 3 days. Shavuot HaPikaron. The Shavuot of the Pikaron. The Shavuot that you swear, right? Noheges ba'anashim applies to men, nashim, women, rechokim, non-relatives, krovim, relatives, makes no difference, right? B'ksherim, good people, b'tzulin, not such good people, makes no difference, none of it makes a difference. B'fnei Bezdin, it doesn't make a difference if all this happens outside of Bezdin, or shalom b'fnei Bezdin, it doesn't make a difference if it happens in Bezdin, none of this matters. M'piatzmo, you did it on your own, you swore, or m'piacherim, or someone else said to you, you're going to swear, and you say amen, right? All the same. Eino chayim achiyachapru renu b'bezdin. Divrei or mayor. The only time you're chayiv is if you deny it in Bezdin. Right? What are you denying exactly in Bezdin? Right?
Did you ever receive anything?
What?
Did you ever receive anything to watch?
Right. The denial has to be in Bezdin. The shvua could be outside of Bezdin. But the denial, I don't have your item. That could be. That has to be in Bezdin. The shvua itself, and it's two things. There's a denial, I don't have your item, and I swear I don't have your item. The shvua could be anywhere. The denial has to be in Bezdin. Chacham omrim, bein mipi atzmo, bein mipi acherim, whether you swore on your own, or you swore because someone said swear and you said amen, kivon shekafar bo chayev. Once you deny it, you're chayev. V'chayev al zadon hashvua, you're chayev on a zadon hashvua. That means you even b'mezid. I made this shvua b'mezid. I know it's baloney. V'al shigasa im zadon hapikadon, or a shogeg, but you know you have the item. What are you shogeg about? You shogeg about the punishment. I know I took the item, but this is not such a big deal if I swear. Nothing's going to happen to me. I'll swear. That's a shogeg. V'eino chayv al shigigasa gredasa.
What's his aver? He took the item?
He took the item. He's not returning
it. The aver is lying.
No, he took the item. It's not his item.
I'm saying, or the lie.
What?
He says, I never took it.
No. So that's considered amazing. That's considered amazing. You're not chayv on a real shogeg. What's a real shogeg? I totally forgot I had it. I totally forgot that you're not chayv a shavu on that. It's a real shogeg.
Because that's an onus.
Exactly. That's a real shogeg. They call it a shogeg. It's hard to figure out what the difference is in this case between a shogeg and an onus. That you're not chayv for. If I really genuinely forgot I had your... Oh, I totally forgot. Of course I have. Here it is. You lied. I'm going to make you pay a fifth now. You have to go carbon. No, you don't. Right? None of that applies. Uma chayev al zadona. What are you chayev for? Benazid. What are you chayev for? Asham bekesef shkalim. An asham worth 2 shekel. You have to bring an asham. That's if you did it benazid. If you did it b'shogig, mamish b'shogig, there's no carbon. Now, shvuot hapikadon ketad. A little nitty gritty of shvuot hapikadon. Amalo. Teili pikdoni. Sheishli biyadecha. Give me that item that I gave by you. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi. I swear I don't have it. I don't have it. O she'amar lo, ein lecha biyadi. I don't have it. Mashbiacha ani, will you swear? Va'amar amein. And he says, yes, I will. Amein. I amein that shvua. Harei ze chayev. You are chayev. Okay? Hishpia alav chamesh pa'amim. If somebody makes you swear 5 times, you don't have it? Swear you don't have it. I swear. 5 times. Pa'amim. Bein b'lefnei bezin. Bein shelo b'fnei bezin. The key pair, and you deny that you have it. Chayev akal achas v'achas. You chayev each and every one.
Didn't you just say before there has to be b'fnei bezin?
Only the denial has to be b'fnei bezin. Not the swearing. Amar Rav Shimon. Ma'atam. What's the reason for that? That you chayef each and every one, right? What? The neshiyachalach the ulahodos. Each time you can. Oh, I lie. So each time you swear, it's a new lie.
Right.
Every time you swear, it's a new lie. That was different than we had before by Bezdin, because by Bezdin, once you give testimony, you can't say take it back.
Right.
So in testimony, you only chayev once. It's not testimony. So every time you swear again, it's another lie. So it's another chiyuv. Hayachamisha tovin also. 5 people. You're holding 5 items of 5 different people. Amrulo Tein lanu pikadon sheyesh lanu biyadecha. Give us the item we asked you to watch. Shavua she'en lochem biyadi. I swear I don't have it. Ein achayv el achas. I only chayv once. I swear I don't have it. And it's a lie. I have to give it back. I'm chayv shavua. How many? Only one. However, shavua she'en lochem biyadi. I don't have your item. V'lo lecha. I don't have your item. V'lo lecha. I don't have your item. And he swears to every single person. Chayav achal achas v'achas. Chayav each and every one. Why?
Because you lied to each person.
But you lied to each person. You did a very foolish thing. Right? You made yourself four extra.
In the first case, isn't it five separate banks?
No.
Five separate banks, five people.
Yes, but you only make one shavua.
Why? Oh,
okay. I don't have any of your stuff.
Everybody.
It's one shavua. Other way, to Reuven I lie, to Shimon I say, to Levi I say, to Yehuda I say, that's different. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ad Shiyomei Shvua Bachmona. In order for that to be true, you have to swear again at the end. The Gemara is going to be a three or four machlokas here. Three machlokas. Tanakhama said, he said each and every one Yechayev. Rabbi Elazar said, you have to say a Shvua at the end. What does that mean? I swear I don't have yours. 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 Like some shvua at the end. Reb Shimon Omer, Ad Shiyomer Shvua L'Kol Echad V'Echad. You have to use the Lashon Shvua to each and every one of them. Not I swear I don't have yours. And I don't have yours. I swear I don't have yours. I swear I don't have yours. You have to say each time Shvua. Tein Li Pikadon. So that's one halach. New thing. Tein Li Pikadon. First of all, give me back the item I asked you to watch. Utusum as yod, and the loan I gave you, and the get, and the thing you stole from me, and vaveda, and the thing you found on the floor that belongs to me, sheyesh lecha li biyadecha. It's all mine. It's all by you. Give me all these four items, please. Shavua she'en lecha biyado biyadi. I swear I don't have anything of yours. Ein chayv alachas. Ein chayv once. Why? One shavua. Shavua she'en lecha biyadi.
Why is only one shavua? The Gemara is saying that. For each one.
Yeah, but you deny it in one fell swoop. That's the point. You deny it in one shot. I swear I have nothing from you. He asked for four things. I swear I have nothing from you. Now look at the next case. Shavua she'en lecha biyadi pikadon. I don't have a pikadon of yours. Usashum et yad. I don't have a loan of yours. Gezel, I didn't steal anything from you. Aveda, I don't have any aveda of yours. Chayav achal achas v'achas. Chayav each and every one. Why? Each is a lie. Separate shavua. Right? Very simple. Tein li chitin. Give me my wheat. V'seorin. And my barley. V'kusmin. And my spelt. Sheyesh li biyadcha. That you have by me. Shavua. She'en lecha biyadi. I swear I don't have it. Ein achayv el achas. I'm only chayv one time. Shavua. She'en lecha biyadi. Chitin. V'seorin. V'kusmin. I don't have this from your. I don't have that. Chayv al kol achas v'achas. Chayv each and every one. Reb Meir Omer, afilu amar chita v'seore v'kusemes chayav achal achas v'achas. Even if you say, afilu amar chita v'seore v'kusemes chayav achal achas v'achas. Even if you say, I don't have, you don't have to specify. I don't have your wheat, and I don't have your barley, and I don't have your this, I don't have your that. Even if you say, I don't have this and this and this, you chayav each and every one. Okay? Next. Onasta upitis es biti. You violated my daughter. You violated my daughter. Right? And therefore, what do you have to do? You have to pay me money. V'hu amar lo anasti v'lo patiti. I did not do that. Mashbircha ani. Swear that you didn't do it. V'amar amen. I swear. Chayiv, it's a shvuas. Not a pekadon. What is that exactly? Well, Reb Shimon poter. Reb Shimon says you poter. She'enu mashalam al pi knas al pi atmo. You can't pay a knas by yourself. You can't admit to a knas, right? That's the opposite of modeh b'knas poter. You can't admit to a knas. You can't admit to a knas. I admit I owe you money. Why do I owe you money? Yeah, because I did that nice thing to your daughter. I owe you the money. If I deny it, and then it turns out it's a lie, So how is that different than I don't have your watch that I'm watching? What's the difference? All right?
I'm not talking about the item here. We're talking about the fact that you lie.
It's money.
And it says before that you only bought on a knas if you admit that they would not...
That's a machlokas. The machlokas about that. That's a machlokas. Here, Shimon's saying the opposite. Ain't no mishal in knas al piatzmo. You can't pay a knas by admitting.
You mean the fine has to be assessed?
What?
The fine has to be assessed?
No, you can't pay a knas by admitting it. It has to be said by Adam, not by yourself. Can I come over to you and say, you know what? I broke your window. I want to pay.
Sure.
Why? Why do I need Adam? That's what's going on here. Right? Can I walk over to you and say, I broke your window, I want to pay? Can I do that?
I don't see why not.
What if you say to me, didn't you break my window, Menachem? Can't you pay me, please? I say, I didn't do it. I swear I didn't do it. It turns out I did do it. Do I owe you the money?
Yes.
Right? What about Adam? You don't need Adam. So what's the difference if it's a poor broken window or someone's daughter? Same thing. No, a daughter's different because it's a knas. So Shimon says it's a little different. Because the money you have to pay is a knas. The truth is you pay both. You pay knas and there's also boshas. You violated someone's daughter. She's, you know. So.
Damage
goods. Right, exactly. So Amrulo, afal pish ena mashal knas al piyatzmo. Yes, you're right. You can't pay the knas, you can't admit to a knas. However, mashal boshas al piyatzmo, you can say boshas al pagam. You ruined my daughter. Right, you embarrassed her. She's a pagam now. So if I come over to you and I admit that, by the way, I had an interesting event with your daughter, and I was boshes her, and I was pagam her. I'll pay whatever it is. I'll pay. Not pay knas? No. Why? That you can't pay on your own. So does this issue fall under this din? It depends. It's machlokas. What does the Shimon say? Nothing. What does the Tanakhama say? At least the boshes of pagam you can pay. Right. And if you deny that you owe it, you're chayav a shvua and a fifth and a carbon. Ganafte shori, you stole my ox. For who, Amar? Lo ganafti, I did not steal it. Mashbiachani, will you swear? Varma amen, chayav, you're chayav. What are you chayav for? A shvua sapikadon. Right? Ganafti, he says, yeah, I stole it. Avalo tavachti v'lo macharti. I didn't do anything else with it. So I don't have to pay dal of a hay. Mashbiachani, will you swear? V'amar amen, potter. He's potter. Right? Why is he potter? Why is he potter? Because he only denied the knas. He didn't deny the money. I thought I owe you the money. I agree I stole your ox. I owe you the money. What did I deny? I denied the dal of a hay? That's a knas. I don't have to pay that. So therefore, there's no shivut ha'pekaron. I didn't lie. I only lied on something you can't find me guilty for anyway. Hamis sharach es shori. Someone says, your ox killed my ox. V'amar lo hamis. It's not true. Mashbiach ani. V'amar amen. Chayev. You're chayev. Why you chayev? Why you chayev? Because you owed money. It's no different than a pekaron. Hamis sharach es avdi. Your ox killed by Eved. Now what happens if an ox kills an Eved? What happens if an ox kills an Eved? What? Didn't you take a Mishpatim region once? Yeah, what happens if an ox kills an Eved?
The ox is killed, and then...
How much do you have to pay for the Eved? 30 shkalim. What is that?
That's a knas.
That's a knas. 30 shkalim, whether the guy's in the Olympics or he's 100 years old. Right? 30 shkalim. Hamish Arches Avdi, Vum Alohimis. I didn't do it. Mashbiachani, Bomer Amen, Potter, you Potter. Why you Potter? It's a knas. Amalo, Chavaltabi, you hit me. Vasabi Chabura, you made me a wound. Vu Amar, Lo Chavalti, Vlo Asisi Bicha Chabura, I didn't do such a thing. Mashbiachani, will you swear? Vomer Amen, Chayev, you're Chayev. Why? Why you Chayev if it's not true? Why you Chayev? Because it's not a knas, it's money. If you hurt me, pay my money. Amalo, avdo, if his servant says, he palte shinai, you knocked out my tooth. Visam is enai, you knocked out my eye. Vu amar lo ipalti, velo simisi, I didn't do any such thing. Mashbiachani, swear, vama amen, and he says, amen, I swear I didn't do it. Putter, you putter. Why? Because that's a knas. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kala Mashalam Apiatmo Chayiv. If you have to pay on your own admission, you're Chayiv. V'chol she'eino Mashalam Apiatmo Pater. And if you don't pay on your own admission, you are Pater. Okay? That was a little dry. Now, the next tomorrow is a long dot. Very long tomorrow. Very long dot. And then more to come. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. All right.